At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Cliff May, the founder and president of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, writing most recently at the Washington Times. Hamas. What is Hamas? Is it a gang? Is it narco-terrorism? Is it mass murder? It's all of the above, but Cliff identifies something that is extremely challenging for now and for the future. Hamas is an idea. What is the idea? Cliff, a very good evening to you. The punchline here is that Hamas is an idea of murder, always murder. It is homicide incorporated. That is something that is evident these last 11 months of the fighting in Gaza. Is that something that, say, Joseph Borrell at the United Nations, or members of the European Parliament at Brussels, or many members, too many at the Commons in the United Kingdom, do they understand that it's mass murder is Hamas's idea? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. They don't appear to. People like Joseph Borrell, and he's by no means alone, says, you know, Hamas is an idea, and you can't kill an idea with bombs. But he doesn't identify what that idea is. And as you say, that idea is murder. But it's very specific. It's killing Jews. That's what the invasion of Israel and the pogroms, the sort of small-scale Holocaust that took place almost a year ago on October 7th of last year. That's what that was. And Hamas is very clear about that in its charter, that its aim is genocidal and that it wants to exterminate Israel and Israelis. It's important to realize that Hamas is also an ally of, and in some ways a proxy of, the Islamic Republic of Iran. And death to Israel and death to America has been the chant ever since 1979. In other words, the Islamic Republic of Iran is outspokenly genocidal, and in the immediate future, they would like to exterminate Israel. The Supreme Leader, Ali Khamenei, has actually said the date, you know, by 2040, we should be able to exterminate Israel. And by the way, there's no way to do that without killing a lot of Israelis. Now, Hezbollah is on the same page, another ally of Hamas, another really the Foreign Legion of Iran. The Houthis, they're very open about this as well. That's what they want. And there are various Shia militias, of course, in Syria and in Iraq. And they are also outspokenly genocidal. They want death to Israel and death to Iran. So that's the idea. What do you do about this idea? Well, you know, writing editorials probably is not enough. What you need to do about with very bad ideas is you need, and we can go into this, you know this, Churchill understood this about Nazism. What you need to do is you need to defeat those who promulgate these ideas, defeat them on the battlefield, and do it definitively. That is why Franklin Roosevelt said, we are not going to have a peace deal. We're not going to have a ceasefire. We're not going to have an exit strategy. World War II ends when we get unconditional surrender, not before, because that's how you defeat an idea. Are there still Nazis around? Yes, there are, but they don't control any countries at this point. And by the way, the Nazi idea, killing Jews was a big part of it. That's what's transmogrified into the Hamas idea and the Islamic Republic of Iran idea and the Hezbollah idea. It's really an old, and it's an idea going back many thousands of years.
I paraphrase a common excuse. I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm anti-Zionist. Translate that, Cliff.
Well, what does it mean to be? What's the Zionist idea? The Zionist idea before 1948 was that there should be, and there deserved to be, self-determination for Jews in a part of their ancient homeland. That was, and people could say it's a good idea, or no, it's too arduous under the partition plan recommended by the UN. Most of what would be Israel would be either desert or malaria swamp, whatever. Once the 1948 happened, once the British pulled out, once the Jewish community said, we're declaring our independence in what had been for more than 1,000 years, a territory of foreign imperialists, Israel was established. Zionism just means you believe that the Jewish state has a right and that to continue to exist, that the people who live there, who call themselves Israelis, Jewish, 20% non-Jewish, people with more rights, including Arabs, Muslims, Jews, Christians, others, they have more rights and freedoms than minorities or majorities anywhere else in the Middle East. They have the right to continue to exist in this and have self-determination. If you're an anti-Zionist, you don't believe that. You believe Israel has no right to exist. That means you either agree that they should be exterminated, there should be a genocide, or you're indifferent as to that possibility. That's what it means to be an anti-Zionist. But a Zionist is just someone who says, Israel, a UN member, Israel, a nation that's been rather successful, has the right to continue to exist.
Joseph Borrell is the chief foreign representative of the European Union. He is moving on, and he will be replaced in the new year. However, right now, it is true for several years that Joseph Borrell's answer to the turmoil in the Middle East is the two-state solution. What does he mean by that? What is the two-state solution?
The two-state solution is a kind of figment of the imagination, kind of like Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy. The reason is there are Palestinians who say, you know what, give us statehood in, say, Gaza, give us statehood in most of the West Bank, and we'll accept, live in peace and peacefully coexist with Israel. But Hamas does not say that. They reject it as a matter of theology very clearly. Hezbollah doesn't believe in that. They reject it. The Islamic Republic of Iran doesn't believe in that. So until you destroy Hamas and until you discredit their idea, which is killing Jews, there's no way for Palestinians to come forward and say, you know what, let's work out a deal where we can live better and we'll live and we'll peacefully coexist, I don't have to love them, with the Israelis next door. In a way, you had a proto two-state solution with Gaza, because the Israelis pulled out of Gaza every soldier, every farmer, every cemetery, every synagogue in 2005. By force, Hamas took over from the Palestinian Authority and Fatah. They have ruled there with huge amounts of aid flowing in, with the UN providing such services as healthcare and education. They had this wonderful seaside property. They had to do is reach out to Israel and say, you know what, let's get along, let's trade a little better. And then maybe we can have statehood and be recognized. On October 6th, something like 17,000 Gazans were going into Israel every day to work because they could get good salaries there. That obviously is not the case now and won't be the case for a long time. So the idea that there is a two-state solution is a convenient fiction for people who really have no other ideas.
We have a minute, Cliff. Has this episode since October 7th, has this solved finally these doubters, these doubts that Joseph Borrell, is that going away? Is that old news now?
Not at all. It's very much the same thing. The UN General Assembly voted essentially to say that Israel really has no right to self-defense. You hear people saying about the attack Israel waged against several thousand Hezbollah operatives at a time of war. And it is a time of war. Why? Because the invasion by Hamas was October 7th of last year. Before the Israelis responded to it, on October 8th, Hezbollah began rocketing, bombing. Sending missiles into northern Israel. And the war has been on. A lot of Hezbollah operatives have been incapacitated. But this this is a war that Iran is fighting, genocidal war against Israel, utilizing its proxies and its allies, most of whom are Arabs. They'll fight to the last Arab if they can.
Cliff May is the founder and president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, writing at the Washington Times. I'm John Madden.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less. up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.